You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Zhanak mashaguit avantuchun hayu barzankne, yevur vor harinyak eglisvin, hon harinik vokhche. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 22nd. Established here in Providence in 1947, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Charayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island, brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայրը համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնե։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայնի դանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունելու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դունելու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասած են ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
We did have three deaths in our community this last week. The first, Minas Robert Bob Yalgjin, sadly left us on October 15th at the age of 88 at the Heritage Hills Nursing Home in Smithfield. Bob was born to the late Minas and Agnes Yalgjin in Barrington, Rhode Island, where he was raised and lived his early years of life. Bob was survived by his wife of 60 beautiful years, Nancy Yalgjin, and his children, Christina, Robert, and Andrew, as well as his grandchildren, Andrew and Ariana Yalgjin. He is also survived by his sister, Joan Papazian, and several nieces and nephews, all of which he loved dearly. Following his 8 years of service in the United States Navy, Bob joined and operated for many years the family business, the Hope Market on Providence's east side. Following his retirement from the grocery business, he was employed by Pitney Bowes at Sovereign Bank until his full retirement. As a lifelong member of St. Saga and St. Mesrob Church, Bob served as its parish council and co-chaired the annual church bazaar and picnic. He became a proud and dedicated member of the Knights of Vartan Providence chapter. In 1968, he served as a commander from 2005 to 2007. Bob truly had a wonderful life enjoying water skiing, golf, and bowling. He loved music, whether playing the trumpet in bands, in holiday parades, or singing his favorite songs amongst those he loved. Dancing the jitterbug truly showed off his fun-loving personality, and that was enjoyed by many. A huge fan of Westerns, the Patriots and Red Sox always kept his spirits high during his ups and downs. He's a very social person. Bob thrived in meeting and talking with people and loved his family. Because of his warm and loving nature, Bob will be dearly missed and remembered by his family and the many lives he touched. Funeral services were held last week from St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Church with burial at Swan Point Cemetery. Our condolences to the Yalgin family. Josephine Makarian Amandi, 93, passed away peacefully surrounded by her loving family on October 17th. She was wife of Richard Amandi, to whom she was married for 67 years. Born in Providence, she was daughter of the late David and Mary Makarian. Josephine was the devoted mother of Raymond Amandi and his wife Kathy, Wendy Amandi, Michael Amandi and his wife Wendy, and the late Stephen Amandi. Loving mother-in-law of Mary Amandi, cherished grandmother of Anna, Michael, Ashley, Joseph, and Alexia, and great-grandmother to Hunter, Brooke, and Kinsley. She was sister of the late Roxy, Lucy, Margaret, Anna, Sarah, Margaret, and Harry Makarian. Josephine was a devout Catholic and served as a Eucharistic minister for St. Philip Church for over 30 years, where she was also a member of the Ladies Guild. She was a member of the Providence Democratic Committee for Ward 12 for 25 years. She also worked for the Providence School Department for several years and volunteered her time at various nursing homes. Her funeral services were held yesterday with a massive Christian burial from St. Philip Church, Greenville. Our condolences to the Makarian Amandi family. And Madeline Kalarian Holbrook, 93, of Middletown, passed away peacefully on October 19th. She was wife of the late Francis Holbrook for 56 years. Born in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, she was daughter of the late Stephen and Navart Kalarian. Madeline graduated from Pawtucket East High School in 1948. She went on to graduate from Rhode Island College of Education, now known as RIC, in 1952, where she was voted the May Queen. Madeline then went on to receive her master's degree in education from URI. She was a school teacher for 30 years in the Middletown public school system. She firmly believed in higher education and inspired peers and youth to pursue their dreams. Above all, Madeline was a dedicated and loving wife, mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Madeline is survived by her children, Deborah and husband Bill of Johnston, Deborah and Bill Johnston of Minnesota, Cheryl and John Lawler of Portsmouth, Lynn and Mark Sieben of Portsmouth, Francis and Robin Holbrook of Middletown, Gregory and Randall Holbrook of Binghamton, New York, and she leaves additionally 11 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. Madeline was preceded in death by her husband, Francis Holbrook, and her brother, Stephen Kalarian. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 24th, 10:30, St. Saga and St. Mesrob Church. Our condolences to the Kalarian and Holbrook families. With our dotted list is October 22nd, 1994. Today is the 29th dotted list of Siranush Mesrobian. October 22nd, 1997. Today is the 26th dotted list of Vartanush Bedrosian. October 22nd, 1999. Today is the 24th dotted list of Harry Alaverjan. October 22nd, 2014. Today is the 9th dotted list of Catherine Vartian Albanese. October 24th, 1997, Tuesday's the 26th Dalits of Doris Donabedian. October 24th, 2000, Tuesday's the 23rd Dalits of Eva Mikhailian. October 24th, 2000, Tuesday's the 23rd Dalits of Isabel Dedechian. October 25th, 1991, Wednesday is the 32nd Dalits of Murad Narsesian. October 25th, 2013, Wednesday is the 10th Dalits of Richard A. Bogosian. October 25th, 2017, Wednesday is the 6th Dalits of Queenie Haboyan. October 26th, 2017, Thursday is the 6th Dalits of Mary Jaskalian. October 27th, 2022, Friday will be the 1st Dalits of Reverend Father Nerses Jebejan. October 27th, 1992, Friday is the 31st Dalits of John C. Johnson. October 27th, 2001, Friday is the 22nd Dadalit of Deacon Chachadur Crosby Kazarian. October 27, 2014, Friday is the 9th Dadalit of Paizan Ovaginyan. October 27, 2020, Friday is the 3rd Dadalit of Julia Meridian. October 28, 2004, Saturday is the 19th Dadalit of Stepan Atamian. Iverin Yerusalem is from the Requiem service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased, especially for the first Dadalit, a Reverend Father Nerses Jebejan. Before we start our cultural month programming, I'd like to play a song by Nuna Yesayan called Heidig, especially for the 1 year Dadalits of Reverend Father Nerses Jebejan, and also for the passing of Bob Yargin. This is Nuna. Thank you.
October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance, as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferral and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character. Especially, people who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing through song and dance their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Ազգերու պարկը գերդված է իր մշակույթով, քիրով, քրագանությունով, լեզվով, երաժշտություններով, ջարդարաբեդությունով եւ այլն։ Հայուն համար մշակույթը եղած է վահան հավատո եւ սույն լուսո, թեպի հույսին, պարկին, երանության ու դևագանության։ Հայազգը որքան հալածված, որքան չարչարված փոքրածուն, բայց շնորհիվ մշակույթին ուժով, Arjakavuradze Ingzing Yev Kosheldavadze Mushaguiti Rahviran Arevelki Mech.
This is Celestial Harmony, the music of Armenia. There are quite a few volumes. You can go on YouTube and find it. You could also go to the Armenian vendor. These CDs are fantastic, beautiful music. Here we go. Let's listen a little bit more. The Armenian alphabet, or more broadly, the Armenian script, is an alphabetic writing system developed for Armenian and occasionally used to write other languages. It was developed around 405 AD by Mesrop Mashtots, an Armenian linguist and ecclesiastical leader. There are several inscriptions in Armenian lettering from Sinai in Nazareth that date to the beginning of the 5th century. The script originally had 36 letters. Eventually, two more were adopted. It was in wide use in the Ottoman Empire in the 18th and 19th centuries. The Armenian word for alphabet is Aipupen. The first two letters of the Armenian alphabet and Armenian is written horizontally left to right. The Armenian alphabet was introduced by Mesrob Mashtots and Isaac of Armenia, Sahag Partev, in the 405 AD. Medieval Armenian sources also claim that Mashtots, or in our culture, Saint Mashtots, invented the Georgian and Caucasian Albanian alphabets around the same time. However, most scholars like the creation of the Georgian script to the process of Christianization of Iberia, a core Georgian kingdom of Kartli. The alphabet was therefore most probably created between the conversion of Iberia under Marian III and the Burel-Quit conscriptions of 430, contemporaneously with the Armenian alphabet. Traditionally, the following phrase, translated from Solomon's Book of Proverbs, is said to be the first sentence to be written down in Armenian by St. Mashtots. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. Book of Proverbs 1.2.
Thank you.
And with our local news, GBH Television, Aurora's Sunrise. Monday, October 23rd, 10 o'clock, GBH2. So this is going to be on television. And if you're interested, this is a 2022 internationally co-produced adult animated documentary film directed by Ina Sahakyan. It is based on the life of Aurora Mardeganyan, an Armenian genocide survivor. During the death marches, Aurora, age 14, was sold into a Turkish harem from which she eventually escaped to New York, where her testimony led her to star in Auction of Souls. This film premiered in June 2022 when it was shown at the International Animation Festival. It premiered in Yerevan in November. It is Armenia's entry to the Academy Awards for International Feature Films in 2023, becoming the second animated documentary film to be nominated for that section. Alrighty, and again, that is on GBH Television, Channel 2, 10 o'clock Monday, October 23rd. So that's tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. It's also going to be rerun on Friday, October 27th, 9:30 in the evening on GBH 44. So check your listings to see if you have GBH Television. Alrighty, with that, the Armenian Historical Association of Rhode Island, Wednesday, October 25th, 7 o'clock, Shepherds of Needle Lace, Armenian and American Lace After the Genocide with Emma Welty. The Armenian needle lace, janyak, knot involved from a net-making technique on the banks of the Mediterranean to a decorative lace knot, the first translation of many in the history of the ancient textile. This is, again, going to be Wednesday, October 25th, 7 o'clock. And as usual, you can go on their website to get more information. It's a Zoom presentation, by the way. So, and that is, again, Wednesday night, October 25th. And the Arsach fundraiser steak dinner at St. Varsanon's Church. Your participation would lend much needed support to the displaced brothers and sisters from Arsach who urgently need our help. 100% of the proceeds will be distributed to Arsach families in need. Limited seating is available. RSVP by October 20th to Charles Murajan. I'd call now to see if they have any availability. Call Charlie at 401-490-1102. 490-1102. And again, this event is October 28th, 5:30, 7 Armenia Street, Providence, St. Varsanon's Church. It's a steak dinner, grilled ribeye, shrimp cocktail, baked potato. It's going to be a great meal. But again, most importantly, it's to benefit Arsach and it is a fundraiser. If you cannot attend, please consider making a donation. For more information, call the church office or just call Charles Murajan. 401-490-1102. Knights of Daughter of Artan, Providence Chapter, Arax Lodge, and the Ike Otyag present Celebration of Armenian Spirit. Armenian Meze in full course, chicken dinner, followed by a concert of traditional Armenian music. Sunday, November 5th. Doors open 12:30. Dinner service begins at 1 o'clock. Armenian Evangelical Church, 180 Oakland Avenue in Cranston. The music will be provided by Harry Bedrosian, Leon Janikian, Gary Kashmanian, Ken Collegian, and Charlie Collegian. $40 per person. Reservations requested by November 1st. Children 12 and under are free. For more information or to let them know you'll be in attendance, call Sandy Yerumian, 203-770-0245. 203-770-0245. Call Sandy. This event will continue to support the call for action for Arsach Relief. And again, this is a concert by the Knights and Daughters of Vartan. It's a dinner concert, so full course chicken dinner and then a traditional Armenian music concert. And again, Sunday, November 5th, doors open at 12:30. Armenian spiritual and classical concert? Sirt im Siris. I can't read the writing. Dedicated to the loving memory of Reverend Archpriest Father Nerses Cebejan, November 17th, beginning at 7 o'clock. This will be musicians of, let's see, Armen Gazarian on violin, Levon Hovsepian on organ and piano, with opera singer Asatur Baljan, as well as our own Mari Mugurdichin, soprano, granddaughter of Father Nerses. This takes place again November 17th, 7 o'clock, 70 Jefferson Street. Donations greatly appreciated. Refreshments following the concert. And again, this is in a dedicated loving memory to Der Nerses. So please call the church if you'd like to make reservations, but I don't think they're required. So you can just be in attendance. Let's see, what else? Tro Krikorin and Ara Darbanjan, together for Artsakh, a night of Armenian folk and patriotic music, Saturday, November 18th, Agavian Auditorium. Dinner beginning at 6:30. Tickets are $60. Takes place again, 70 Jefferson Street, Agavian Auditorium. This is a fundraiser to support ongoing ARS Artsakh relief efforts. For more information, call Nareg 401-358-2155. And again, this is Together for Artsakh, a night of Armenian folk and patriotic music with Tro Krikorian, Ara Darbanjan, Saturday, November 18th, at dinners at 6:30. And again, call Nadeg 401-358-2155. Armenian Evangelical Church's Holiday Bazaar, Saturday, November 18th, from 12 to 7. Remember, this bazaar is one day only. Get there early and load up on fantastic food. Dinner, they always have your traditional chicken dinner with losh kebab, kofte, khayma. The pastry table is like miles long, and there's so much. Bring home, have it there. Meals serve all day long. There's also a penny social. Please support the Armenian Evangelical Church, 180 Oaklawn Avenue. And again, remember, you can bring food home with you as well. They have such a variety. It's a holiday bazaar, Saturday, November 18th, 12 to 7, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston. Alrighty, and from there, the last to report is our St. Sag St. Mesrop Church Bazaar, December 2nd and 3rd. I don't have any other information but that, December 2nd and 3rd. When I get it, I'll share it with you. Alrighty, remember, October is Cultural Month, and we play our cultural music. We've been listening to the Gomidas concert as well. What do I have on right now? This is The Beautiful Sounds of Armenia by Chris Marashlian, by the way. Ready. Let's go to Rupen Matevosyan. And our birthday babies for the week. Well, actually, yesterday I have to mention happy birthday to mother and son. Sonia and Ara Janigan celebrated their birthday yesterday, October 21st. On October 23rd, Zavin Budakian's birthday. On the 24th, Tamar Diarbi. Oh, I saw her last night at the cafe night. Anahid Airashan. Pari Dare Tats Anahid. And also celebrating on the 27th, Nicholas Mall. Happy birthday to all of you. Let's go. We're going to skip over to Nubar Nubar. This is the Kohar Symphony Orchestra and Choir. Thank you. And November 11th is Veterans Day. On that day, we honor those that have fought for our freedom, especially our Armenian veterans. We all will venture out to the Exeter Cemetery, where there will be a program at the Armenian Monument honoring our own Ramon Zorabedian. This ceremony in the takes place 10 a.m. at the Veterans Cemetery in Exeter, Rhode Island, November 11th. Please make every effort to attend, and we will all be congregating at the Armenian Monument inside the Veterans Cemetery, November 11th. And again, that's at 10 a.m. Let's go to Maritsa.
Sem Ardasanem, Hovanes Shiradzi Meg Panasterzutuna. Inchpes. Gyanki Ainkan Dirmerov, Inchpes Ansar im Achpur. Asa Inchpes Zov Hassar, Inchpes Makur Manatsir. Vons Manatsir Ampasir, Vorbes Mangan Surpalpur. Jahij Nerovelansan Zarignered Vons Patsir. Zov Zarigner. Թողեցիր անցամ բոլոր ջամպեկիտ, ոգեշշուկ շուշաններ, մանուշակներ, սրդահուպույր, ջահիջվեցին նորերն էլ նախանցելով ձաղգունքիդ, մինչ դու մինչ ճինչ մնացիր, որպես ներող մոր համբյուր. Հրաշք է, որ դիղմերում մշտամաքուր մնացիր, հազար նախրի ջամպեկսին ահապեգահար աղբրի բես. Քեզ բղդորել ցանգացող դիղմերի պախտն էլ լացիր, չշեղվեցիր դու երբեք, ինչ էլ արա վիշտը քեզ. Դղմաթաթախ այն տարում ինչպես դու լալ մնացիր, օծի պնի բերնին պսած բուրող տեղցի բես, աստվածային աղբյուրի նման ուր էլ քնացիր, միշտ ըմբելի մնացիր ու չհաղթեց տարն էլ քեզ. Հազար վիշտի խաչվեցիր, բայց մնացիր գենթանի, քիչ է մնում Հիսուսին, քո հարությամբ հավատամ. Ախ չէ, չարը ձով է դեր, դեր աղբյուրներ գսպանի, քեզ սուրբ պահող հրաշքին, քիչ է թեգուզ կյանքը ստամ.
We have so many Artsakh fundraisers going on. Please take part in one. If still you can't attend one of these many fundraisers going on in our community, please consider making a donation to one of them. And I think all of them are 100% proceeds going over to Artsakh, to the refugees in Armenia. So please do what you can. We'll be right back. As my dad always said, Urachatsur Gurachanas, Mer Jamanagalara, Sabshugalchun Serin Hamar. So that's what you mean, Chev Harachiga Giragiaravod. Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour, Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Charayan. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our webmaster, my big brother, and also birthday boy, George Gasparian. You can hear all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com, ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can also write me, Sona, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. Right now, you are listening to us live on WARA, Attleboro, 1320. Happy Sunday.